Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we will. Yes. Everything that we need for this day, hallelujah, our Father has provided for us, oh, well in advance. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Most High God. Oh, my God, it's just a delight, hallelujah, to understand and to have clarity that we're children of the Most High God. Yes, and He loves us. And He cares, and that He's the God all of all souls. He said, all souls are mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can all be children of the Most High God if we just submit and give our life to Him. Amen. Hallelujah. His desire is not for one soul to be lost. Hallelujah. And for all of us to know Him. Hey, glory, hallelujah, know that you are loved by the Almighty God. Know that you are loved by the Almighty God. Know without a shadow of a doubt that you are loved by the Almighty God. Know without a shadow of a doubt, hallelujah, hallelujah. How do you get to know it? Hey, ooh. Oh, glory, glory, glory. How do you get to know it? How? By submitting your life to Him in the name of His Son. Giving your life, making Him Lord of your life. Asking Yeshua, Jesus, to come into your life and surrender all. Yes. No, in the beginning, you're not going to, it's a process, but that is not an excuse to sin. Mm-mm. It's a process. Just like when you were first born, it was a process to get you to the point where you are now, a process, growing process, growing in the Lord. Determined that you're going to live a life for Him. Hallelujah. And then you're given all rights. Hey, God, as a child of God, you're given all rights. You are forgiven, now forgiven of your sins. You understand that He sent His Son to die for you, to pay the price. And you say, well, you don't know what I did. No, I don't. He does. Confess it all to Him. He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But you have a part in that too, to make up your mind. When you realize you have you're a new creation, and you start studying the Word, reading the Word. Well, I don't understand the downs and the deeds. Now you ask the Holy Ghost to give you understanding. You ask the Lord to place you in the right, under the right leadership, the leadership that He has ordained that will teach you His ways. Yes, incite you to want to study and learn of your Father. Hallelujah. He's open to all, rich, poor, high, low, all are the same in His sight. Because He has created you and He has made you. Woo, glory for His glory. I just get excited. Some feel just abandoned, unloved. You're not abandoned. Maybe your mom and daddy, your earthly mom and daddy, whatever took place, it took place. But God is there for you. I'm telling you. I know. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I thank God that I know. And because I know, I can be assured that you will know that he loves you. Hallelujah. He's not just the God of one individual. Oh, and you see some people, oh, they're so saved. I can never be like that. Mm-mm. Tap on the hand. You cannot say that. Don't look at other people. Open the Bible and ask God to give you understanding. And you start reading, baby. You start reading that word. You start reading. Hey, my sickle. Ooh, and watch what God does for you. He loves you. I can't just express it enough. And we're all doing our faith walk. And we're growing day by day. Hallelujah. Ooh, ooh, thank you, Lord. Under the shadow of his wings, there is protection. He is a shield of defense. Oh, the world will hate you because it hated our master, our redeemer, our king. But he's still with us. He didn't say you're not going to go through some things. You're not going to experience some things. But continue to read and don't be ashamed to get on your knees. And just sit and let the Lord speak to you. Spend some time with him because you want to know him. Hallelujah. He'll do it for you. He'll make the time for you to spend that time with him. And it's a sweet time in the presence of the Almighty God. He beckons you to come into his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord. God loves you, and you are loved by the Almighty God. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care if you feel deserted, just know. And just keep saying it. I am loved by God. I am loved by God. God, I thank you for loving me. Hallelujah. I thank you for loving me. I thank you for giving me joy. Unspeakable. Hallelujah. How can he or she be so happy? Woo! I know something, that I'm loved by God. Hear my circle, Moshika. Woo, glory, hallelujah. We give honor to God, our Savior, our Redeemer, the love of our soul. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty, hear, O Israel. Hallelujah. Hear, O people of God, our God is one. Hallelujah. Love him. Love him. We talk about God loving us, but love him enough. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Love him. Hunger for righteousness, not to be displayed. Hallelujah, but to live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. We give honor to God, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Comes from the bottom of our heart. Hallelujah. It is in him that we move and we have a life. Hallelujah. He's our hiding place, our mighty fortress. He's the one that defends us. He's the one who protects us. He is our shield of defense. And we thank him for protecting us from danger seen and unseen. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the wonderful name of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we bless his name. There is none like him. Hallelujah, he is the sovereign Lord. Hallelujah, he is majesty on high. Hallelujah, he is the great creator. He is the giver and the receiver of life. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is the one that blew the breath into man, and man became a living soul. Hey, glory, hallelujah. He is the one that placed you in your mama's belly. Yes, he is. For such a time as this, he assigned your entrance, and he has assigned our exit. Hey, God, hallelujah. And he has given us an assignment, oh, for his glory. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Open our eyes, dear God, that we may see, and our ears that we may hear, and our heart, dear God, that we may obey you. Hallelujah. 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 And trust you, God. Our faith, Almighty God, is in you. Just to have faith. What is faith if it doesn't have a point? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our faith, our confidence is in you, Almighty God. It's in your word, Almighty God. Hallelujah. It builds our faith. Hallelujah. We can stand on it. It tells us, hallelujah, of the love that you have for us. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for teaching us and leading us and guiding us and instructing us as to how to live for you on this earth, giving you glory. Hallelujah. And blessing your name. Hallelujah. It's no shame to be called a child of the living God. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you're maturing us, Almighty God. Removing us from the traditionalisms of man. Removing us from worshiping you, Almighty God. Living from our lips and not our heart for you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God. We thank you for strength to walk in your will and in your way. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for strengthening us day by day, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for encouraging us day by day, Almighty God. We thank you for allowing us to know, hallelujah, and discerning the times, Almighty God. Hallelujah, and knowing the urgency. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for visions, Almighty God, and clarity with the visions. Hallelujah. Thank you for dreams, Almighty God, and clarity with the dreams. Hallelujah. 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 There is an urgency. Hallelujah. There is an urgency. Hallelujah. Oh, mighty God. Hallelujah. To get right with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we're in our rightful place, our designated place. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Our strategic place. Hallelujah. 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 Knowing our place. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Knowing the voice of our Father. Hallelujah. 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 Understanding the will. Hallelujah. 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 The Most High God for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. humbly yielding our will, the will of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Every child should know their Father's voice. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, kind God, Almighty God. Ooh, hallelujah, merciful Father. We thank you, hallelujah, for your mercy and your grace towards us, Almighty God. Oh, we thank you. Thank you for touching our hearts, our lips, filling our mouth with words, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Encouraging us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you are our everything. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. And it is in the mighty name of Yeshua, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, that we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Now, we are a remnant ministries, daughters of God called to pray. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And I am Pastor Margaret Lee. We welcome you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We welcome you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We welcome you. We thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, my darling sister. Hallelujah, Sister Rose. She's hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Busy lady. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God is good. Well, we're going to jump in and read our scriptures. Glory be to God. Okay. A thought. We understand that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And as the temple of the Holy Ghost, the power has been given to us. Yeah. We have to constantly remind ourselves and stay focused that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And certain things can't abide in the temple. But we can get comfortable in what people says about us and not realize that the fire has gone out of us. We can get so comfortable in what we feel we know, what we have been taught. And the fire, we didn't attend to the fire. Oh God, hallelujah. The lamp is getting dull, the oil. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. We get comfortable that we can stand up and go through the emotion, the motion. And we respond, and we get the response that we want. But we don't realize the fire is dim. We can get comfortable in the material things. And we say, we know we're blessed because we have this and we have that. Look at me. But we don't realize that the fire, the lamp, are growing dim. we walk and people acknowledge who we are, and they just all of our accomplishments, earthly accomplishments, and they say such wonderful things about us, but we don't realize, and not do they. In some places, the fire is out, O-U-T. You're over on the other side of the fence, and you don't realize it. Be mindful of the fire. Be mindful of the oil, hallelujah, in the temple, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be mindful, oh my God, hallelujah. You don't want to be have an illusion. Your righteousness has been on display. And you have displayed it so well that you have even fooled yourself in believing that you're all right. My sisters, we have to stay on fire and not that what we have produced or we have placed on what we have said is the fire. Let me just say it like that. But we need the fire of the Holy Ghost. There is a song by Paul Wilburn, I think it is. Yeah. It says, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in me. Hallelujah. That's not a fake fire. You can't fake it. Hallelujah. Burn in me. Don't forget your personal time with God. Hallelujah. Don't forget your quiet time with the Lord. Hallelujah. Stay ever so close, because the time of illusions is upon us. Hallelujah. Let it be real. Hallelujah. And not just a song. Hallelujah. Be humble, genuinely humble. Hallelujah. Almighty God, let it be real. Hallelujah. The only one that's really fooled that matters would be us. God is not fooled. Hallelujah. We cannot fake it with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we pray that God, hallelujah, will keep the fire burning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. If he can use a donkey, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He can have rocks to cry out for you instead of you. Hallelujah. He can use anything. Hallelujah. So let us not think more highly than we are, eluding ourselves to think we're one place and in one position, and we're not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay. Let the fire stay. Ooh, hallelujah. And let it burn. Let the candles, hallelujah, have enough oil in them that they burn. Hallelujah. That our Father, in heaven, may be glorified. Hallelujah. It's all about him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all about him. Hallelujah. It's all about him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's all about him. Let our hearts burn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To do his will. Hallelujah. Let's demonstrate the love that we have for him by keeping his commandments. Let's study his word. Hallelujah. Let's sit in his presence. Hallelujah. And be still. And let's pray. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 But such a time as this, soldiers and watchmen on the wall of the Almighty God, seeing and speaking with holy boldness, confident in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the living word. We have the saving word. Who for mankind. Hallelujah. 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 Mankind is in trouble. Hallelujah. And we have the key. Hallelujah. To holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah. And making things better. We have that. Why I say that? Because we see in 2 Chronicles 7, hallelujah, 13, God says, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, he said, if my people, we know that perilous times are coming. But we know how the people of God can live and be even in perilous times. Hallelujah. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that perilous times are coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we can tell the world and we can pray for them. Hallelujah. We can humble ourselves before God. Hallelujah. And seek his face and pray. Hallelujah. And he'll heal the land. Hallelujah. He's a hiding place for his people, for those who put their trust in him. He's like the mountains that surround Jerusalem. He surrounds his people. Hallelujah. He surrounds his people. Ooh, as the mountains surround Jerusalem. You think he would just come and stamp us all out? No. He sent his son. And we who know the word, know him as our father. Trust and believe in him. Still yet growing in him, we can be the light of the world for him and for his glory. Yes, we can. We got power, not to put on display or to be purchased, to help. Power to make a difference. Somebody who was genuine and knew the Lord prayed for you and I. Hallelujah. There's someone who lived a life that we could look at. And it made a difference in our life. Let us be that someone who make a difference in someone's life. Hallelujah. Genesis, the first chapter. Listen. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Yes, Lord. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless his name. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said, and God said unto them, be fruitful. And multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. God is good. God is good. He opened our eyes. He let us see that his word is so good. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm trying to do some things, and just pray that I'm able to accomplish them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I have the resources to do what I need to do. Hallelujah. That's the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Great is his faithfulness towards us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for daily wisdom. Yes. Wisdom for this day. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we said we were going to talk about prayer. And then I realized that chapter 6 in Matthew, starting at the first verse, talk about giving. So let's just read these scriptures and see how the Holy Ghost will lead us through it, okay? Praise the Lord. It says, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou dost give alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou dost, verse 3. But when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that needs any explanation, and that we can just take it as at face value. Hallelujah. When there, and we could spend time talking about what they mean, what it means by the trumpet, the sounding the trumpet, just calling attention to themselves. We can say that, look what I'm doing. And we know that there are people who put people to shame. Ah, don't be bringing no rattling change here. But the woman who had what amounted up to two coins with one penny. Look what God said. We're talking about God now. What God said about her giving in comparison to those who gave such large amounts. We have to be careful. And we know some people just give with bad attitudes. That's not right either. You can just keep that in your pocket. Some people will disagree with me. Nah, let them bring it on. But one thing I like to emphasize here is that when we're giving to God, we're making an offering to the Lord. Even when we give to the poor, or we find a means that we're able to give outside of the church, we don't have to let the whole world know what we're doing. If we're encouraging others, we can set up a display, and those displays that they have, we can give what we want to give and let it be. No one even have to know that you're giving. That's not what it's about. God has blessed you. Now you using your blessing to bless someone else. You using your blessings to meet the needs of the church. The amount is the attitude. Little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. But don't be deceitful. Well, I'm gonna give this and let's see how it works, how they do this. Give as God has directed you. It's holy. It's holy. And it's righteous. And we should treat it as such. We should be anxious to help. And the scripture says, our Father knows when we give in secret, our Father sees, he knows, and he blesses you openly. Yes, I know that if you give, you receive back. But let's just not make this also a formula. Well, I'm going to give this up because I need this. Let some things be between you and God, and let this be one of them. You give, and you when you think about, especially charitable giving, when you think about that someone is in need, they may not have lights, gas, water, food, and you helping them, you don't have to put it on display. Would you want yours on display? No, but it could be their testimony to the glory of God. Yes, how God blessed them, and they didn't know how, but they prayed and asked God, and God met their need, and he used you, he used me to do it. It's a blessing. That's such a blessing. So let's be humble. Let's be anxious to keep our, as say, keep our business to ourselves between us and our Father, what we do, regardless to the amount. It's the heart. God does the rest. The earth is the Lord's. Hallelujah. But if you can do more, then do it. Have a good heart, good attitude, joyful, cheerful, and quiet in the giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, verse of the same chapter, verse 5, Jesus teaches them on prayer. And there again, he comes with, he says this, and when thou shalt, he says, verse 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now we're not talking about corporate prayer. We're not talking about, there again, it has a lot to do with attitude. Because God may put you on a corner and have you praying. But that's purpose by God. But not so people can see how deep you are and how religious you are. And oh, yeah, they don't mind praying here, but did God lead you there? Did God tell you to do that? Be led by God. Well, and then, oh, they're the only ones can pray? Who says? I want to say this. You know, when we were in school, we used to have devotion. We missed the Lord's Prayer. We didn't say it right. And the principal was so angry and upset that, you mean to tell me you don't even know the Lord's Prayer? And you're not reading your Bible? This was school. He said, if I come to you and I ask you where I can find the Lord's Prayer and you cannot tell me, you're coming to my office. No one wanted to go to the principal's office because he had, they call them razor straps, and he would use them. Matthew 6:9-13. You could wake me up from my sleep and ask me where it can it be found, and I'll let you know. Matthew 6:9-13. It's called the Lord's Prayer, the sample prayer. It's called the disciple prayer. God, and then it's a part of another prayer, but we won't get into that. But this is in red. And this is what the master said, is recorded what he said to his disciples. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. He said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and thou hast shut thy door. Pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward you openly. And 7, he says, but when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do. So we usually say, don't use vain repetition. But he said, as the heathens do. Mm-hmm. And we can go into the book of Kings and see an example. When Elijah was taunting them, they were calling, the heathens called their gods some of everything, all names, and then they begin to bargain with their gods. And I did this for you, and I did that. We don't do that with our Father. We have a relationship with our Father. And we shouldn't be afraid to talk to him. We shouldn't be intimidated by how someone else talk with him. That, oh, I can't pray like that. But prayer with God is having a conversation with God. A conversation. Simple as that. It's a conversation. Well, I can't remember. Let it come from your heart. Let God be the judge. That's why we have the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in prayer. He knows the heart of God. He'll intercede on our behalf. So don't let, oh, I don't pray, open, don't get me up there. You mean to tell me if I ask you, well, ask your mother, ask your father if I can borrow their lawnmower. Let's just use that. Oh no, I don't know how to do that like my sisters or my brothers. I don't know how to do that. Duh. It's just a conversation with your Father. It's just a conversation. It is just a conversation. Perfect. When you were a toddler and you became a preteen, your conversations with your parents were different. As you mature, the conversations become more matured, okay? But they are all welcome. You hear what I say? They are all welcome. Your Father welcome communing with you. Your Father welcome you into his presence. He know that you have needs. He wants you to ask him, demonstrating that you have faith in him, that he'll take care of you, that he'll meet your needs. And yes, there are things that we may ask for, and he may say no. But then we ask for an obedient heart to accept the will of our Father. Hallelujah. Accept the will of our Father. Yes, there are times, and then you look back sometime later and say, I'm glad God didn't answer that prayer. You know, the more matured you become, the more you begin to know what to ask for. And even at that, there are times you want something and God says no. I know people say that God never says no, but God says no. And if you've lived long enough, he's said no to you, and you can vouch for that. He loves us. He cares. And he doesn't want us immature. He wants us to be mature so we can handle his gifts. Mm-hmm. And they won't lead us astray. God is good. God is good. And in studying, I kept seeing where God, they say that God doesn't talk. But the first, I was like, well, when is the first place prayer was recorded? Then I looked, started seeing where God first spoke to Adam and Eve. And we read it just about every morning. And I wonder if we picked it up on it. Get comfortable, but not casual with your Father. Get comfortable knowing that he cares and that you can come to him and pray. And the more you pray, the more confident you become in the fact that you can have a conversation with God, because again, that's what it is, a conversation with God. Then it's not a monologue, it's a dialogue. And I always thought that you should have your pen and paper, so when he gives it response, you can write them down. But sometimes they are so profound, you go like, what? Oh, God said, you know that was God. You just have a Noah. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the 28th verse. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, he said unto Adam and Eve. Was it? And, you know, we don't pay that any attention. God talking to his creators, his creatures, I'm sorry. And I'm like, yeah. And then 28, he gave them the instructions, the same chapter, verse 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And then I'm saying, he's having a conversation. We're just talking about conversation there with Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. And when you go and you look, and what am I saying? I'm saying that God is real. God is alive. So when you pray, know that you can hear his response to your prayer, to your conversation. It's just not you trying to remember, oh, I got to ask him this, I got to say this, I got to say that, and zoop, and put a period after the 20th chapter of your conversation, of your dialogue. But God cares about you, and he will open dialogue where you wanting to hear from him. Not in the response, in the way of giving me what I want, the manifestation of it, but what is he saying? What is he saying to me? And yes, we do want him to answer the prayer, but we want a dialogue. We want a conversation. What is on his heart that he wants to tell me? It's not just me asking for something. What is he asking of me for him? And he doesn't want me to walk away and forget it. He wants me to remember it. When we think of interacting with God, and that's what prayer does, it allows us to have that interaction with him. And we get closer, and we're hearing him and knowing his voice. Hallelujah. If then when someone asks us to pray, we know that we can ask him what it is that he wants us to say. What are the needs that need to be met at that time? What words in prayer would give comfort to the people? You see what I'm saying? But now we have to have that personal time. And when we're praying openly, we're guided by the Holy Ghost too. And we're praying the will of the Father. Think about your relationship with God. It's awesome. It's awesome. And then someone will come up to you and say, you know, I was going through this and this and this and that, and you said it in your prayer. Thank you. And you know to say it was God, because it wasn't you. So he just moved in us so wonderfully when we yield to him. We may think, oh, I'm doing this for this reason and that reason. It's all about God. There it goes back. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he is honored in his temple. His voice is heard in his temple. Our Father. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. High and lifted up and exalted is our God. Above all, hallelujah. Above all, our Father. Hallelujah. There's none that can compare to our Father. And you have audience. You have a conversation with him. He allow you to come into his presence. Hallelujah. And he speaks to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when I looked and I realized how Adam and Eve was communicating with God. Oh, they were communicating. Oh, they had dialogue. Hallelujah. They talked to him. He talked to them. And you know, he wants to talk to you. He wants to have that special time with you. He wants to tell you some things with clarity and understanding. We don't just pray so we can get. Pray so we can build our relationship with our Father. Hallelujah. And how you pray is how you pray. Hallelujah. How you pray. How you talk. It's personal. So when you go in your secret place, hallelujah, when you come out, it radiates in your life. Hallelujah. And people can see the difference in you, that you have been in the presence of your Father. Jude 1. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. God love you. And thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful day.